Trump Speaks After Election Romp, They Call It Super Tuesday for a Reason. By Bradley J. on March 5, 2024. Donald Trump addressed a cheerful Mar-a-Lago crowd of supporters Tuesday night as Super Tuesday return showed the president stacking up delegates in his inevitable march to a Republican primary victory. They call it Super Tuesday for a reason, a beaming Trump told the crowd in an address lasting just under 20 minutes, in which he hammered Biden for abandoning progress made during Trump's first administration. "He's the worst president in the history of our country," Trump said of Biden, discussing the geopolitical chaos, inflation, high energy prices, and the border crisis under Biden's watch. Trump spent particular time hammering Democrats on the border and crime, accusing them of wanting open borders, and open borders are going to destroy our country. Trump continued, "Our cities are being overrun with migrant crime, and that's Biden migrant crime. But it's a new category of crime, and it's violent, where they'll stand in the middle of the street and have fist fights with police officers. And if they did that in their countries from where they came, they'd be killed instantly. Instantly. They wouldn't do that. So the world is laughing at us. The world is taking advantage of us." Without mentioning any of his former, or current, for now, opponents, Trump magnanimously praised the talent within the Republican Party. "We want to have unity and we're going to have unity," he said, continuing, "and I have been saying lately, success will bring unity to our country." Trump blamed Biden for leading the government against him in his campaign, saying, "It happens in other countries, but they're third world countries. And in some ways, we're a third world country. We're a third world country with our borders and we're a third world country with our elections." The former president touted his administration's defeat of ISIS, as well as its diplomatic progress with North Korea and China in the signing of the landmark Abraham Accords. He also discussed steps he took to rebuild the military and praised his Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. Some of his sharpest criticism for Biden was reserved for the disastrous Afghanistan withdrawal, in which 13 American service members were killed. "Biden's team took over and we had that horrible surrender in Afghanistan. We left $85 billion worth of beautiful equipment behind, jets and tanks and everything you can think of." Trump closed by calling to end the invasion of migrants at the border. "We're going to close our borders," he said. "We're going to drill, baby, drill. We're going to get the inflation down. And we are going to make our country greater than ever before, and we're going to do it quickly." Bradley J. is a Capitol Hill correspondent for Breitbart News. Follow him on X/Twitter at @BradleyJ.